Barry Bowtie just won the Prince of Pace, and what a terrific effort first up. No trials, hasn't had a run since the Derby.
No, and that was the worry. You know, we'd have been quite happy to go into it with a bit more exercise. He'd done enough, but as you can see, probably only just enough, you know.
When he led, he obviously used his gate speed. When he had Costa Centurion sitting outside of him, probably looked like it was going to pan out to be a two-horse race, you know, from the corner. Was there any stage in the straight where you thought his condition might just give out?
Well, got to say, halfway up the straight, I was a little disappointed, but I was not surprised that the result finished up the where it is. The other horse is a high-speed horse, and whilst this horse has got good high speed, he's a genuine stayer, and I think that makes a difference in the long run.
Any reasons why you didn't get him to the trials before this race?
Well, there's no trials on, and you go to the trials, you're at the hands of how they trial, you know, rather than set the thing up. So we're working pretty solid at home, but we really would have been a lot happier had we had an opportunity to work him.
All right. I heard you mention to the secretary of the Tasmanian Pacing Club that it was a good innovation having this as a follow-on from the sweepstakes last year. Is that right?
I think it is a good innovation. The Prince of Pace had sort of lost its gloss, if you like, going back and to incorporate horses that went round in the two-year-old division. I know that next year. I haven't had a runner in the two-year-old division of the what's name, but I've paid up for about 10. So next year, hopefully, they'll get the chance to earn something back. So.
All right. Obviously, is the Globe Derby Stakes the main mission as a three-year-old?
Yeah, and for sure. You know, we got a few other things in the back of our mind, but they're very much in the back of our mind at the moment. But the forefront is the Globe Derby.
All right, mate. All the best for the rest of the season with Boatside.
Thank you very much.